Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your Sunday preview for May 5th, 2019, the third Sunday after Easter. On this third Sunday after Easter, we focus on the gospel reading from John chapter 21. John chapter 21 is really kind of an epilogue to the Gospel of John, where he summarizes a lot of what had been done previously, because the conclusion, or the real conclusion, I think, is from John chapter 20, verse 31, where we read, "These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." Because one of the emphases that John really brings out, John and Luke do this very obviously and in a straightforward manner. One of the emphases that John brings out is that he points back to the resurrection. Think of, in the Gospel of Luke, when Jesus is walking with the disciples on the road to Emmaus, he doesn't just reveal who he is right away and says, "See, I told you so." He talks with them and teaches them based on the word of God, so that they would know from the scriptures that the Christ had to be raised. And also in the Gospel of John, at the end of chapter 20, John really emphasizes that these things are written. They are written down so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. In the fulfillment of everything that had been written down previously, now they're fulfilled in Christ. And so John chapter 21 is kind of an epilogue, where it's this concluding chapter to the Gospel of John. And Jesus appears to his disciples again during that 40-day span, sometime between Easter and Ascension. And, they seem a little bit at loose ends. Peter's like, "Well, I think I'm going to go fishing." And it's not really until after Pentecost, when they've got the final Great Commission there at the Mount of Olives, when Jesus ascends, and then Jesus sends the Holy Spirit at Pentecost in a very outwardly and overflowing kind of a way, that they really see their direction in public ministry. But John chapter 21, verses 1 through 14, reads like this. "After this, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. This is how he showed himself: Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and the two other disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, 'I'm going fishing.' They replied, 'We'll go with you.' They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not know it was Jesus. Jesus called to them, 'Boys, don't you have any fish?' 'No,' they answered. He told them, 'Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some.' So they cast the net out. Then they were not able to haul it in because of the large number of fish. The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, 'It is the Lord.' When Simon Peter heard, 'It is the Lord,' he tied his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and he jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they stepped out on land, they saw some bread and a charcoal fire with fish on it. Jesus said to them, 'Bring some of the fish you just caught.' So Simon Peter climbed aboard and hauled the net to land, full of large fish, 153 of them. Yet even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, 'Come eat breakfast.' None of the disciples dared ask him, 'Who are you?' because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and also the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead." This is the Gospel of the Lord. And so another miraculous catch of fish brings the disciples scrambling to worship at the feet of their Savior. He appeared in power to assure them of his presence and providence for what lay ahead. The risen Lord still comes with power through word and sacrament. He comes assuring us of his forgiveness and promising his Spirit for lives of faithful service and guaranteeing our resurrection to eternal life. And when he appears here in John chapter 21, he really reminds them of miracles that he had done in the past. the miracle of the catch of fish when he first called them and said, "Follow me." They had been fishing all night and didn't catch a single thing. And he says, "Well, put out into the deep water." And then the miracles of the feeding of the 5,000, feeding of the 4,000, where Jesus miraculously provided food for thousands of people just based on, you know, a couple loaves of bread and some small fish. And of course, he didn't need somebody to provide the fish and the loaves to start with, which is what we have here. He's already there cooking breakfast for them. And so we have a Jesus who reminds us of who he is. We have a Jesus who comes again in grace to people who worry, who wonder, who forget who he is. And he says, "Dear friend, follow me. Trust me." You can find us Sunday morning, this morning, at 9 a.m., 2250 South Holland Savannah Road in Maumee. You could also find us on YouTube. Tune in at, just search for Resurrection Maumee, and you can watch along with service there. The bulletin will be available at the link in the show notes at YouTube. God bless your day.